A sincere expression of gratitude to our esteemed patrons. Lynn from Massachusetts, Heather from New Jersey, Chelsea from Utah, Kate from Massachusetts, Margie from Connecticut, Courtney from Massachusetts, Amber from Idaho, and Stephanie from Massachusetts for their generous monthly contributions. Their support fuels the engine of our investigative endeavors here at Wicked Wanderings.
You too can become a valued patron and unlock a realm of exclusive content by supporting our mission for as little as $3 a month. Your contribution sustains our commitment to delivering high-quality content.
Visit wickedwanderingspodcast.com and click on the support tab to join the ranks of our dedicated patrons. Your investment not only keeps our podcast thriving, but also ensures that you are at the forefront of our intriguing discoveries with bonus content only available for those patron subscribers.
Thank you for considering this opportunity to deepen your engagement with Wicked Wanderings. Your support is paramount in enabling us to continue our journey into the realms of mystery and true crime. And now, back to the shit show.
Usually if we have a conversation, Hannah goes, ah, ha, 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 make sure you cut that out. And Jess will go, no, 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 no. You keep that in.
You leave it in.
I guess I'm just worried what my mother's going to think of me.
Same.
Not thing anyone else, but my mother thinks.
My mom doesn't listen, so that's good.
Why doesn't your mother listen?
She doesn't know how. She's like...
Well, you were out there. You could have downloaded it on her iPhone.
Well, my sister has, but I also swear a lot, and she doesn't like swearing.
Oh.
Especially on Hannah's. When my real reactions are always like, oh, fuck.
We can do an edited version. I got rid of the beep, but we can do an edited version.
Was that the beep was annoying.
Per Hannah's request.
I could just beep. Beep. Mom censor.
So, my mother-in-law is in New Orleans right now.
New Orleans?
Yeah, New Orleans.
New Orleans? And
this is what she sent me.
Oh, my God. Is that a t-shirt it with titties?
Wait, that's your mother-in-law?
Yeah. She's a riot.
Oh my God. Hi. She birthed your husband.
Yes. She's a good time.
Don't buy
I love
me
hanging
one
out with her.
I could never envision my mother-in-law wearing that.
No. Hannah, I can envision my mother-in-law wearing that.
Be nice to me, Rob, because I have a son-in-law story. We'll make it to Mary King's Cross.
Ooh. Goody. Yeah, my mother-in-law is amazing.
Okay.
Hello, I am Michael.
And I'm Rebecca.
And we are the hosts of Just Us Thinking.
Come and join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays to have a little fun and a good laugh or two.
We talk about all kinds of everyday things, and we like to have a few laughs ourselves.
You can find us on your favorite podcast player at Just Us Thinking, but make sure to drop that G.
Make sure you also hit that subscribe button, and you can follow us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening.
Hello, Wanderers. I'm Jess.
And I'm Hannah.
And welcome to Wicked Wanderings.
Hello, Hannah.
Hello, Jessica.
And hello, Mom.
Hi, Jess.
Thanks. Hi, Hannah.
Thanks for joining us again today.
Thanks for asking me back.
Yeah, we love our guests. And thanks for making us dinner.
Yes.
I'm really excited about it.
I am too. Homemade pizza, everybody.
Yes.
Not for Rob.
Mom, no.
Rob doesn't like deep dish.
That's not fair.
You're on your own, Rob.
I brought him pepperoni.
That's all I need is pepperoni?
Pepperoni and hamburger.
Not fair.
I thought you literally brought him extra, like, pepperoni in a bag.
I did.
Oh, okay. That is what you were talking about.
There was extra pepperoni, so I brought it for Rob because he doesn't like deep dish.
That's hilarious.
I do like my pizza on the thinner side, but I will eat the deep dish tonight.
I like my men on the thinner side, but you take what you can get.
I think I like mine on the thicker side.
I do too, I think.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Little dad bod.
I'd like them on this side of the gray.
That's not what I'm referring to.
Jessica, my mother's here.
Sorry, Mom.
That's okay. There's your banter, Rob.
There we go.
Let's start again.
All right. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Justin. I mean, Jessica.
And hi, Mom.
Hi, Jess. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Mom.
So
I feel like the Waltons. I'm sorry.
Goodbye, John. Or good night, John Boy.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night, Bobby Joe. Hey, Mom. Okay, done.
So today we are going to explore the ghosts of Gettysburg. So to understand why Gettysburg is a place of so many paranormal experiences, I'm going to do somewhat of a brief history lesson. Sorry, not sorry.
I mean, I feel like you have to with Gettysburg.
I mean, we could do it as a trivia if you know your Civil War history, Hannah. Mom?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I could try.
I'm not that old, but...
Do you know how long the Civil War went on?
2 years.
No.
3 years.
Four.
There you go. Mom got it.
That was a lucky guess. I actually
knew that one.
Oh.
I took, what's his name's?
Ancelotti.
Ancelotti's class at Winnack.
Yes.
So the American Civil War went on between April 12th, 1861 to May 26th, 1865. So obviously... We have some international listeners, which is awesome.
Hello.
So obviously it was between the North and South, and North was against slavery. South was for it. Do you know which states were included in the North?
You really want me to name them off?
I mean, if you know them. If not, it's not that big a deal, because I didn't before.
Massachusetts?
That's one of them. Good job.
Pennsylvania?
Yep.
New York?
Yep.
Maine?
Yep.
Vermont, New Hampshire.
Yep.
Connecticut.
Yep.
Rhode Island.
Delaware?
Mm-hmm. No.
Not Delaware.
They were not in the...
Nope. Washington, D.C. Well, it's not really a state, but... Ohio?
Yes.
Missouri?
Nope.
How many more states do I need?
I don't know, but it's Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Kansas...
Really?
Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, California, Nevada, and Oregon.
California, I definitely would not.
Yeah, I didn't even know that they were
a thing yet.
Yeah. So they were considered.
That's terrible. Oh my God.
Right? Okay. I'm so into like the Revolutionary. I have a whole bookshelf dedicated to the Civil War. I just have not read it yet. So those were considered the free states, and the Confederacy included the states of Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee. You're the only 10 I see, Hannah. Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia. So all the ones that I didn't mention in between the two were slave states, but they were in the North borders. Oh, so they did not want to join the Confederacy. And did I write them out? No. So sorry. Do you know when the Battle of Gettysburg was fought?
Nope.
And how long?
Wasn't it only like 2 days?
3 days.
You're close.
Oh, you get half a point. The Battle of Gettysburg, obviously in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, was fought on July 1st through 3rd, 1863. It is often described as the turning point in the war and experienced the largest number of casualties of the entire Civil War. The battle is important because it ended General Robert E. Lee's advance into the northern states. The Confederate general had just had a successful battle in Virginia and began to concentrate his forces towards Gettysburg. Elements of the Union and Confederate armies first collided at Gettysburg on July 1st. The low ridges to the northwest of the town were defended initially by the Union. However, the Confederates assaulted them from the northwest and north, collapsing the Union lines, sending them retreating through the streets of the town to the hills of the south. And Hannah, I know you're a visual person. Give me a moment because I brought you visuals.
Thanks, Jess. It's like you know me.
I do.
And you were the overachiever in school, I can tell.
Not till college. That is day one of the battle.
And if you go to our Facebook page and like it, subscribe to our Facebook page, you can see this visual.
I will have them posted on the Facebooks and Instagrams. So I highlighted the blue, which is the Union, and I forgot on that one to highlight... Yeah, the Confederates, which are red in the other one. But the other solid lines were the Confederate. So what I didn't realize until I went to Gettysburg a couple years ago is that the whole town was a battlefield. Like I thought it was, there's just a field somewhere where they start. No, it was the whole town. Across the whole town.
That's crazy. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about just a battle happening right by my house. That's really
crazy. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You see the cannonball in the house?
Yes. And I have some pictures of my own travels there that I will post. Yeah, in the house, and then there's a bunch with still bullet holes that have never been fixed.
So how did you know about the Cannonball Mom? Because, but you went, didn't you?
Never been there.
No, I thought you went there with Joseph.
No, no, I told you I took Ancelotti's class.
Yeah,
for a whole semester.
So, what was the place you went to with Joe?
Oh, that was Valley Forge. Revolutionary War, totally different.
Gotcha. Yeah, I wanted to go there, but
that's pretty awesome. Yeah.
So this is day two of the battle. And it's properly highlighted for you. On the second day, most of both armies had assembled. In the late afternoon, General Lee launched a heavy assault on the Union left flank. Intense fighting raged at Little Round Top, just towards the bottom left of your map, the Wheatfield, Devil's Den, and the Peach Orchard. On the Union's right, the Confederates engaged in a full-scale assault on Colts Hill and Cemetery Hill. However, the Union Army was able to hold their lines across the battlefield. So, Confederate was not able to break the Union lines. On the third day, the fighting resumed on Colts Hill, and battles raged to the east and south. The main event that day was a dramatic infantry assault by 12,500 Confederates against the center line of the Union on the Cemetery Ridge, known as Pickett's Charge. The charge was met with Union rifle and artillery fire at a great loss to the Confederate Army. Lee eventually led his army on a retreat to back to Virginia. Between 46,000 and 51,000 soldiers from both armies were casualties. So casualties refer to deaths, wounds, missing, and captured, not just deaths.
That's good to know.
So up to 51,000 soldiers in a three-day battle, which was the costliest battle in U.S. history. The Union Army had 23,055 casualties, 3,155 killed, 14,531 wounded, and 5,369 captured or missing in 3 days. The Confederate losses were a little more difficult to estimate, but in recent estimations from 2005 have a total of 23,321, with 4,708 killed, 12,693 wounded, and 5,830 captured or missing. After the battlefield, the Gettysburg area was a tragic place. Dead horses, the body of soldiers.
Oh, horses!
Horses. Not the thousands of men lying dead, but the horses.
The animals.
I know. Actually, I'd be that same way. So the dead horses, the bodies of the soldiers, and the debris of the battle littered the fields. Many of the buildings were damaged, and the fences were completely gone. The air was polluted with the odor of rotting flesh.
Oh, yummy.
Keep in mind, this is July, not the coldest time of year. Nearly 20,000 wounded and dying soldiers occupied its public buildings and many houses. Union and Confederate hospitals clustered at many of the farms, and although the armies had buried many of their dead before marching away, many bodies remained above ground, and there were heavy rains on July 4th that washed open the shallow graves of others.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Many Union dead were embalmed, which, I don't know if you knew this little tidbit, but that's how embalming bodies came to be, because they embalmed the Union soldiers to send them back home. And that's where it started. It was the Civil War. Just thought you'd like to know that just little tidbit. Just
like in the U.S., because the Egyptians have been embalming for thousands of years.
They were embalming, mostly their elite and their, their pharaohs.
Right. Yeah. So, in terms of, American here culture, the US, this is
I don't know about Egypt.
What? They used to pull the brains out through the nose?
Is that the same as mummification? Yeah. Embalming?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you didn't grow up with Jonathan. That's why
I did not. I did not.
7-year-old Jonathan talking to me about pulling the brains through the nose.
The crochet hook.
I'm not kidding.
That's so Jonathan.
But we weren't very, a macabre family at all.
No.
Not at all.
No.
So anyways, that's a very interesting fact.
In the United States, I guess. And they were sent to their homes, and the Confederate dead were buried as individuals or mass graves. After the war, many bodies were exhumed and taken home to cemeteries.
That must have been pleasant.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And people would just come and help, like the townspeople would come and help. So as you can see, there's a crazy amount of death, pain, and sorrow happening in such a short time in such a small place. Gettysburg really isn't that big of a town, and thousands lay dead and wounded in fields surrounding. It was the perfect storm for paranormal activity and residual energy. There are reports from various parts of the battlefield of apparitions of phantom soldiers marching in formation, mounted on horseback as still fighting in the battle. They are said to haunt the fields where Pickett's charge took place, the slopes around Little Round Top, the peach orchard, and the wheat field. One especially high concentration of ghostly sightings and strange experiences seem to center on Devil's Den, which is a famous rock formation of elevated outcropping of large, haphazard boulders which served as a Confederate sniper's nest and was a site of particularly vicious fighting for much of the battle.
Did you watch the Kindred Spirits episode on Gettysburg?
No, I should have.
Really good. And I hope I'm not getting my episodes confused, but I think there was one time they went into the basement of a house where they kept a lot of the bodies once they were dead, that she did a lot of EVP work with.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to check it out now. How have I not seen that?
I don't know. It's so sad.
Yeah. Dim spectral soldiers have been spotted among the rocks. Witnesses have reported hearing unexplained battle sounds echoing among the forbidden jumble of rocks and otherwise quiet moments. So let's get into some of the haunted locations, shall we?
Favorite part.
Woohoo! One such place is the Tilly Pierce House. Matilda, or Tilly Pierce, was 15 years old at the time of the battle. She watched the Union Army march through the town, and at the urging of her family, she and some friends left to what they thought would be a safe farmhouse.
How old was she?
15.
Oh, I don't think I realized how young she was.
Yeah. So the farmhouse they went to was the base of Little Round Top, which is where a lot of the battle ended up. During the battle, Tilly provided food and water to the soldiers and assisted the surgeons near the trolley line. The Tilly Pierce House is located downtown and is now an inn that you can go stay at.
That's a lot, though, for a 15-year-old to have to do.
Yes. And she actually wrote a book later on in life. And I just got it from the Amazons yesterday, so I haven't read it, but
interesting
of her experiences. Yeah, on Gettysburg.
that's a lot for a 15-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm. Right? Can you imagine 15-year-olds?
Yeah,
like they'll
not nowadays. No,
exactly. They freak out when they lose their Wi-Fi or their phones. Okay, lost my place. Sorry. The most haunted room is the Blue Room, said to be inhabited by soldiers who were once treated by Tilly. Their footsteps can be heard marching through the halls in the attic above. Patrolling troops have been witnessed by guests. One apparition routinely wanders up and down the stairs, and guests have been scared out of their wits. This would be awesome. I say that now because it's never happened to me. Where was I? Okay. Guests have been scared out of their wits upon entering their room and seeing a ghost sitting on the edge of their bed. Ghostly children have been encountered playing and vanishing right before guests' eyes, and even a ghostly cat has been seen walking about. I once again paid a visit to Reddit, because that's my new favorite thing for paranormal stories, and one such post was from the Tilly Pierce House and one from Devil's Den, and this was posted 9 years ago by username They See Me Knitting. Cute, huh? Finally, I have something relevant to contribute. I stayed at the Tilly Pierce House, Green Room, last March. Experienced constant activity through the night, including bed shaking, something, a cat, maybe, jumping on the bed, sounds of running footsteps in the hallway. It was never ending. Stay in the Green Room and you're sure to experience something. Jonathan, we have an idea for a ghost weekend.
It'll have to come after Sleepy Hollow this year.
Oh, yes. All right. Another user posted, as far back as I can remember, I've always enjoyed learning about history, including military history. As an early teen, my dad got me a copy of the Time Life's The Civil War, Gettysburg. That's the title. And there's lots of colons and to make it difficult for me to read. I looked through it and read it constantly. I was particularly drawn to a photo of a deceased soldier pictured at Devil's Den. I never forgot it. Fast forward about 20 years, my wife and I decide to finally visit Gettysburg on Halloween for our wedding anniversary.
Interesting
choice. How cool is that? My first stop had to be Devil's Den. The Gettysburg Military Park has tons of one-way little roads, and the road towards Devil's Den had a few. We missed a turn or something, and we got lost. It was approaching evening, but it was not dark. It was overcast with a little drizzle, and my wife and I were hungry. So we decided to come back the next day, and driving back into town, I pulled up to a deserted road that was also a four-way stop, and this is where we saw it. Sitting at the stop sign, I automatically looked to make sure it was clear to drive off, and as I was about to pull away, I saw something to my left that was probably close enough to reach out and touch. There, floating mid-air, about torso height, was what looked to be a cotton button shirt that I believe was dark gray. It was torn to pieces and fluttering violently as though hurricane winds were blowing. I don't remember sounds or smells. There was no blood, and I don't recall seeing any body parts, just this shirt. My brain didn't or couldn't register what it was seeing, but I looked at this apparition for about 10 seconds and then drove off. A moment after that, I turned to my wife without saying a word. She was smiling at me and asked, "Did you see that?" Every word of this is true, and the event actually happened. There's no mistaking what my wife and I saw, other than what it was. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
I feel like sometimes when they're that elaborate, either they're high on something or they're telling the truth.
Yeah. And like, kind of like residual energy. It makes me wonder if like that was the time of impact, like getting hit by a cannon, and that was the...
Right.
Yeah.
Because I think some people don't take that into account. Like, oh my God, it's an apparition. It's a ghost. But it could just be, like you said, the residual energy from...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's been some pretty cool videos on social media about, like, seeing ghost figures walking by cannons and then them disappearing. Have you seen any of those?
No, but I think in Amy Bruni's episode on Kindred Spirits, they actually... tested to see if there was a ghost that traveled between the buildings, and they actually got EVPs. So what she did was she was in one house and she said, okay, if this is really you, say the word apple or whatever it was. So they went back to the other building and they got the word.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, you need to watch
it. I need to really watch it. That's what I'm doing tonight. Also, side note, I can't watch the videos that you send me on TikTok at night anymore.
Hannah, I'm sorry.
No, don't ever be sorry. Hannah sends me like paranormal videos on TikTok, and I had a crazy dream after one of them, so <She did. laughs> I can't watch them at night anymore.
Shaking her head. No.
Nope. So the last two locations we're going to talk about, I've actually been myself, and I will post some photos and videos of it. The first one is the Children's Orphanage. It was originally a private home, and during the battle, it was converted to a makeshift hospital for the wounded soldiers. Its cellar was filled with bodies of the dead and dying. After the battle, it was converted into the National Soldiers Orphanage Homestead to house the children who had lost their parents in the battle. But when we were there, the tour guides were telling us that it wasn't just the children that lost their fathers. Well, that they lost their fathers, but their mothers could not support them after having their husbands killed, and they had to give up their children because there was no way that they could survive without.
It's an interesting point to make because that's not the only time where kids are in orphanages, and it doesn't have to do with not having a parent sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
They just couldn't take care of them.
Yeah.
Because that happened in the Little Princess movie, right?
Because that's reality. Yep. Yeah. Historically speaking, a lot of times when there is famine or war or just real hardship, a lot of times mothers have had to put their children like into orphanages and poorhouses and those kinds of things because they couldn't support them.
Yeah.
And there was no way for the children to get fed.
Well, and during the Depression, I think some people sold their children. Don't quote me on that.
Sick.
But I remember hearing that.
That's sick.
Yeah, right?
It's one thing to put them in a church orphanage. It's another thing to sell them.
Yeah. So the orphanage was originally built with good intentions, as always they usually are.
Just like the insane asylums, yep. Always is.
And it had a promising start. But then douche canoe Rosa J. Carmichael came along and became headmistress, and things took a turn for the worse. Rosa devised the horrific punishments for the children living at the orphanage, even so far as to create a dungeon in the basement.
What the fuck?
I feel like using the word dungeon is just like fantasizing it, because anyway, I'll get there. Where she chained misbehaving children to the walls and kept them locked up for days without food or water.
Oh, God.
There was also the pit, which was a small, lightless crevice in the dungeon, where children were forced to stay as punishment. So Dave and I did a ghost tour of the orphanage. And so this was one of those tours where they like dress up in period costume and kind of act the part.
Yeah.
And Dave was having none of it. He was sitting, I mean, for all you wanderers out there, my husband's like a 6'2 big guy and is amazing. But he doesn't like any of this stuff, and he does it for me, sweetheart. It was, so she got up into character and was like, she dressed up as Rosa Carmichael and would talk, and you know, about how she ran the orphanage. And she tried to like engage him, and he would just stand there with his arms crossed and be like, he wouldn't respond to any attempts. It was kind of funny. But there was a little presentation when you go into the house. So you don't get to see a lot of it. You go into the room and then she talks and does her little spiel. And then you go down into the basement. And they have you sit on some benches, do a little other spiel about stuff that they've experienced down there. And there are still shackles on the walls.
Oh.
Who knows if, like, they say they're the ones that were there in the time, but who knows for sure.
But they didn't charge you extra, like Lizzie Borden's house, where you had to pay extra to see the basement?
And take a picture of the face that was painted in there? No. This was all part of the tour.
I liked the Lizzie Borden house, but I was like, really? You're going to pay me extra to see
Eight
a wet
bucks.
Basement?
Are you really that in need for money? I'm paying way overpriced for, like, a coffee mug here, yeah. So then you get to take turns in small groups to go sit in the pit. So guess who volunteered to go and sit in the pit?
Of course.
Of course I did. So I have some video I'm going to post of being in the pit. And you kind of go back and forth because it seemed like I caught some orbs, but it could be dust.
Right, right.
And so, but I'll still post it because it's still kind of cool to see the pit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But you guys will see what that one is like. So it was a cool experience just to see and hear and blah, blah, blah. But I didn't feel anything there, even in the pit. I didn't have any weird feelings. But the last one, the Jenny Wade house, is a different story.
You felt it?
Oh, yeah. So I believe I've mentioned it on the podcast before, but you guys can hear it again. And it is by far my favorite ghost tour / experience so far. But Mary Virginia Jenny Wade lived on Breckenridge Street in Gettysburg, and they fled their home in anticipation of the coming battle. They chose to stay with Jenny's sister, Georgia McClellan, which wasn't really for their own safety, but more for the fact that Georgia was very pregnant, and she gave birth to her baby an hour before the Confederate Army arrived.
Oh, God.
So this is another situation where they moved kind of for their safety and ended up right in the middle of the battle.
So granted, neither of us have birthed a child. So mom, does that sound like something that would be a good thing to have?
I can't even imagine giving childbirth, not in a hospital, never mind.
When there's
conditions and a war coming and
yeah,
you can't move.
I'd imagine it would be wicked stressful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Jenny was said to be betrothed to Corporal Johnston Jack Skelly, a childhood friend turned romantic partner. So Ghost Adventures actually did an episode on the Jenny Wade house. And not to air anybody's business or anything, but they got an EVP about her saying she was pregnant.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know. That was from Ghost Adventures. Don't quote me on that.
Hmm.
Quote them. Now I just remembered the dream I had after the scary videos, and it had to do with Ghost Adventures. Anyway, moving on. Jack was wounded and captured in Winchester, a fact that Jenny would never learn. The Wades and McClellans did their civic duty by serving bread and water to the Union forces. In the early morning of July 3rd, so the last day of the battle, Jenny began to knead a fresh batch of dough to feed to the soldiers. The same morning, Confederate soldiers began firing on the north side of the house, which was hit with 150 bullets.
Ooh.
One of those bullets passed through two doors and struck Jenny in the shoulder, penetrating her heart and finally coming to rest in her corset, ending her life at approximately 8:30 a.m. that morning. So she was bending over, you know, kneading, you know how you knead bread.
I don't cook much, but yes, I do know that.
So that's how it went through her shoulder and then down to her heart.
I understand what you're talking about.
You know, kneading the bread, kneading the dough. Going,
what's that motion? What do you do?
You roll it and then you push it.
I do that with Play-Doh.
Mm-hmm.
I work with children, everybody. I'll just play with Play-Doh randomly.
So the soldiers carried Jenny's body to the cellar where she would stay until the end of the battle. Corporal Skelly never learned of her death. He died in captivity just 1 week later on July 12th before the news was able to reach him.
Aww.
And Jenny is buried near her fiancé in the Evergreen Cemetery.
Aww.
What I picture for them is a reuniting in the afterlife.
Yeah.
Or her Aww. Waiting for him. I would rather think of that than like both of them dying and never seeing each other again.
I saying, bitch, where's my bread?
Sorry.
Oh my God. And,
I'm sorry. That was very disrespectful.
So, Jenny Wade. Awesome experience in my mind. So, I don't imagine everybody got the experience that we did. So we went to see her see the house at 10 o'clock at night. And the tour guide was like a 19-year-old girl. And they were going to cancel it because she was kind of worried about like, am I going to be alone with these two people in this house? She told us that the guy who was in charge, they're like, oh, no, it's a couple. You'll be fine. So we go to the house.
Like, there's no creepy couples in history, right? No creepy couples, yeah.
True. However, we aren't that creepy. So we go to the house, and she's like, well, do you want to do it with the lights off? And I'm like, yes, of course I do. So she was able
to... Well, can you verify, like, what did you want to do with the lights off?
Like, the tour of the house.
There you go. Okay.
Sorry. Anyway, did you want to do the tour with the lights off? Are you making a Jess joke?
Maybe. I'm going to have drinks of my water.
I said she asked. Dave didn't ask. Anyway, she asked if we wanted to do the tour with the lights off. And it was cool because it was like a personalized tour. She told us more about her own paranormal experiences than like the history. Like she combined the two. And there was a chair that she... said that she was sitting in and she always got like touched or whatever when she sat in the specific chair. Yeah. Mm. And so we were in the kitchen and supposedly it's the same cart that I take this stuff with a grain of salt. I'm still skeptical to some extent, but you know, I don't believe everything that was told to me, but yeah. Either way, it was in the kitchen. They were showing us the cart that she supposedly used to knead the bread. And there was a staircase going upstairs that I felt somebody standing there. Like, you know how when there's somebody behind you and mm-hmm. you just know you can feel it? And I kept looking back and nobody was there, but I knew somebody was there. It was just a weird feeling. And like someone was coming down the stairs seeing what we were doing. can explain it. So what happened during the battle was they didn't want to take her. The door to the cellar was on the other side of the house. So they had to take her, and it was kind of a duplex. It was a duplex. It wasn't kind of a duplex. But they had to take her upstairs, knocked a hole in the wall to the duplex, and then down to the other side to take her down into the cellar. And so going up the stairs, it's just this eerie feeling. Like, I can't explain it. It's just, you could just feel the difference. And there were three knocks that we kept hearing, like going upstairs. And granted, that could have been placed there, who knows, like by the tour company or whatnot. And so we go over to the other side, and there was this bed that they used to have a chain across. And she said that they don't keep the chain up anymore because it would keep coming undone, like during tours and stuff. And so then she also said there was a mirror that people have taken pictures in, and that they catch images in this mirror. And so she's like, if you guys want to take pictures, you know, go ahead. And so my husband's like, yeah, I feel like I better not. And I'm like, I will. And so I get my camera ready. And you know, when you're focusing the camera and it goes on people's faces.
Yeah.
That square was moving in the mirror and it wouldn't focus on like a specific spot. Like something was moving. It was crazy. And then there were some videos that I've taken that I caught some orbs, like making weird movements. So it wasn't. Anyway.
Do you do any scrying in the mirror?
No.
That still freaks me out.
Yeah. Like the whole Bloody Mary thing
scares
the shit out of me. What? So I don't mess with mirrors except taking pictures of them.
No, not the Bloody Mary thing. Yeah.
So then you go downstairs to the other side of the house. Completely different feeling. It felt peaceful. It felt calm. And I didn't have any weird vibes at all. It was so weird. So then we go into the basement and they have like more benches set up, and then they have like a mannequin with a blanket to kind of show how her body was left. And one thing that they did mention was that her father was said to be haunting there. Like people have had experiences with him. And we had actually, he was in jail at Eastern State Penitentiary for a time. And we had actually gone there like the day or two before and did a tour in Eastern State Penitentiary, which is awesome. And so we go down to the basement, and me being the, well, I don't know what you would call me, eager little weirdo that I am. I'm like, we should turn off the lights. Because, you know, sitting in a haunted basement without the lights on is a why good not? Idea, yeah, right? Why not? So we lasted probably like 10 seconds. But, I mean, who's not used to that? Just kidding. Sorry, Mom. So, but I did do some, like, recordings down there while we were in the basement.
Can you hear them?
Yeah, Rob has them cued. So, you guys tell us if you hear anything.
Mom, you especially, because you have not heard these before.
Yeah.
So, tell us if you hear anything.
So, these are just examples of what was going on in the basement. Go for it.
Is anybody in here? Who's in here with us? Mr. Wade, are you here? Who's making those sounds?
Did you hear anything with that one, Mom?
Towards the beginning, I did hear what sounded like a low man's voice.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell what he was saying.
Interesting.
But I was kind of like, it wasn't a word. It was like more like a, Like, are you here? But it was low. It sounded like a man's voice or.
Interesting.
A whiskey drinking woman. I don't know.
Love it.
Next one.
Yep.
Hello? Is anyone in here with us?
I definitely heard something.
Mr. Wade, are you here? Mr. Wade, are you here with us?
Can we play that one again for Mom so she can hear the beginning again?
I did hear something in the beginning, but it didn't sound like the same one I heard the first time.
It almost sounded like moaning a little bit, or like muffled.
It's but it was a softer voice. It wasn't that deep man's voice.
Yeah, and it's right before I talk.
Right. I heard something like a, I don't know. You can play it again if you want, but I don't know what they were saying.
Hello? Is anyone in here with us?
And there's whispering.
Oh my gosh, that's creepy.
So it sounded like, what do you want me to do? Like, you keep asking these questions, what do you want me to do? And then the other one, to me, it sounded like, it's so dark.
Yeah.
Like, why are you guys in the dark?
What I heard them say is, it's us.
Ooh! Okay, this is why you have different people listen to it.
Yes. All right, the last one.
And was that the first or the second voice you heard?
On that one, I only heard a voice in the beginning, and it was, it's us.
Ooh. Okay, I'm sorry. Can we listen to the beginning one more time? I'm sorry.
Hello? Is anyone in here with us?
It's so dark in here.
Mr. Wade, are you here?
See, then I thought I heard something else. Mm. Interesting.
And this is the third one. We'll see if we hear anything.
Who's down here?
So when we were in the basement, there were the three knockings again.
But was that one of the knocks in the...
I honestly don't remember. Okay. In the first one where I asked, were you making those noises? That, I think, was what we were hearing.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then when we turned out the lights, Dave said that he and the tour guide said that they saw a figure in the corner of the room. But I didn't see it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I like Mom's perspective that you're like, you thought they said it's us. So was it her and her dad hanging out?
Maybe.
Wanderers, let us know what you hear.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
So I'll jump in here. And that second one, I definitely hear someone faintly say, it's very dark in here.
Yeah. They're probably like, what the fuck is this
guy doing? Why are we standing in the dark?
Why are we sitting in the dark?
Guys, electricity now.
And so it was a really cool experience.
Yeah,
just because, you know. And then we left, and as I was walking out, I forgot to say you can't follow me home. So I did as we were walking out of the parking lot, because you never know. And then I tried to take some pictures at night in the cemetery to see if I caught any like figures or anything, but I didn't.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The EVPs are fun, though.
Mm-hmm. So whenever we go to our haunted excursions.
Yes, Jonathan needs to add it to the list.
Yes, we can go. Well, wherever we go, you know I'll be recording shit.
Yes.
But yeah, so that is the Ghosts of Gettysburg. And that's just a little touch of what is there. Yeah. Like the Farnsworth Inn. We also, the Dobbin House, I believe, is haunted, and it's a restaurant. And you go and you can eat in the basement, and it's lit by candlelight.
What was that? It was me being clumsy.
Oh, okay.
You can eat in the basement by candlelight. Like, there's no electricity, and it's really cool. But,
I like that.
So if you're a history buff or a paranormal buff, definitely check out Gettysburg.
Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jess. Bye, Wanderers.
Bye.
Thanks for listening today. This show wouldn't be possible without our amazing producer and editor, Rob Fitzpatrick, who works tirelessly behind the scenes to bring you the best content.
And a special thanks to Taiga Sound Prod for providing the captivating intro music, Cinematic Intro 24.
And of course, we can't forget the hauntingly beautiful outro music, Rhino's Theme, composed by Kevin MacLeod.
If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast platforms, like Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. Your feedback means the world to us.
Also, be sure to follow us on Instagram for behind-the-scenes glimpses, updates, and more thrilling content. You can find us at Wicked Wanderings Podcast.
Thank you so much for listening and being part of our Wicked Wanderings community. We appreciate each and every one of you.
Stay curious,
keep exploring,
and always remember to keep on wandering.
Get ready to rock your style with Wicked Wanderings.
Introducing our brand new merch.
Cozy up in our wicked hoodies.
Or flaunt your vibe in our sweet ass t-shirt.
Join the Wicked Wanderings crew, explore the mysterious,
and head to our merch store now.
The link is in the show notes below.